This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Facebook recently announced new gender options. Users can change their profiles to indicate they are transgender, transsexual, transfeminine. There are a lot of options, more than 50 of them. For companies, making the choice to recognize and even showcase identifiers like these is becoming popular. Sally Herships has more.
Let's get real. How exciting can an ad for a mop be?
Like, you can only show how many after pictures of a clean floor and a dirty mop.
Jen Drexler is with Insight Strategy Group, a market research firm. And we're talking about the ads for Swiffer featuring real married couples. One couple is biracial, and the husband lost part of his arm to cancer.
When you only have one in, you're not doing anything as fast as you used to, which is funny because I still do it better than her.
Swiffer says the couple in its ad, the Rukavinas, represents the evolution of the American family.
And what I love about what they're doing, they're showing a different side, a real, like, advertising catching up with demographics of these interesting families.
Drexler says ads like Swiffer's have moved beyond the functional to emotionally connect with consumers.
This is so different. It's not testimonials. It is real life situations that have humor and a level of gravity to it that reflect what's happening for all of us.
Cheerios also has an ad with a biracial family, and fashion brands represent a changing social reality, too. New ads for Diesel feature a model in a wheelchair, and Barney's has transgender models. The company even shot a half-hour film telling its models' stories.
I am a guy. I just happen to be born a girl.
As soon as a baby's born, you put all these expectations and roles on them. Take that.
The famous fashion photographer Bruce Weber shot Barney's campaign. And if you didn't know the models are transgender, you'd think it was just another high fashion photo shoot. But we know it's not.
What the Barney's ads are doing is making you pause and look. And that is a real challenge for any brand.
Candice Corlett is president of WSL Strategic Retail. She says, say you're flipping through a typical fashion magazine.
Just about all the models are Caucasian. And most of them blonde.
Barney's models will stand out. The store says it wants to help break stereotypes. But when you use a model in a wheelchair or with only one arm, who's benefiting? Riley Pojensky is one of Barney's new transgender models.
And I think before people are quick to judge what this might mean for Barney's sales, what they should really recognize is that 17 people stepped forward and said, you are going to accept us for the people we are. Your consumers are going to accept us for the people we are.
Candice Corlett says that's what brands are hoping for.
We are going to reach out to our audience, and we're counting on our audience to say, yes, we're for inclusion. It's almost a political statement on the brands that usually like to play it very safe.
Like Cheerios, Banana Republic, or Coke. Corlett says for some brands, ad showing a changing social reality is a risk. But Swiffer says we should expect to see more ads with real families. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.